Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehaum. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Muscovitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Weekend for a honeydew Saturday. She said, we got to find some storage space so we can put some things away. We opened up the closets and searched in the garage, but we couldn't see a single cubic foot of anything but garbage. How much stuff do we really need? I wish that we were storing mustard seed or fleas or peas or anything small. Do we really need this stuff at all? We got broiler pans and fans on stands and stuff we ain't seen in years. We found old cell phones and irons, vacation souvenirs, two Christmas trees and braces for knees and junk you would not believe. We were standing in eBay heaven, but it all looked worthless to me. How much stuff do we really need? I wish that we were storing jewel box keys or bees or cheese or anything small. Do we really need this stuff at all? Absolutely nothing inside. I looked at my bride, I was mystified. She saw the question in my eyes. She explained, if you have to return it, you gotta have the box it came in. We threw out what was in there ages ago, but I turned to my honey and grinned. I asked her, how much stuff do we really need? I wish that we were storing mustard seed or fleas or peas or anything small. Do we really need this stuff at all? How much stuff do we really need? I wish that we were storing jewel box keys or bees or cheese or anything small. Do we really need this stuff at all?
That's the voice of Wayne Hamilton, former president of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. And, oh, it must be the first Thursday of the month because we're featuring songs by those talented people who are featured on www.mnsongwriters.org. And Wayne is originally from Virginia and was in the theater arts field and is now retired, but staying active in music as he is also one half of the group Two Tone, his partner being Doug Milloway. And I was down to the state fair last week and had a chance to stop by Wayne's house, sat at his picnic table, and he cracked open a spotted cow for me, and it was sunny out and the world was perfect. We had a nice conversation, and he's doing well and looking real good. And if you listened in last Thursday, oh my, did we have a good time from noon to 2 p.m. with singer-songwriter Greg Connor, as he shared a plethora of his songs. So well-written and so interesting. You know, there's a lot of great musicians out there, but how many can really grab your attention and entertain you? That's the secret. Then at 6 o'clock, we interviewed Bruce Caswell and got a chance to meet his wife, Sandy. And, of course, I had already met Rita, Greg Connor's wife, so I got a chance to see her, too. So they're around their fire pit tonight, I understand, listening. So, hi, guys. Wish I could be there. Oh, but then I wouldn't be here. So we decided to play a song off of Greg Connor's new CD, which is called Gemstone. And this song's titled Crazy People. I'm one of them. You're listening to Homebrew.
Crazy people wander around all night, looking for the heavens at little specks of light, dragging around their telescopes and binoculars, all the tools they need to gaze among the stars. Crazy people, look at what they do, deprive themselves from sleep to enjoy the view, and they will tell you, Saturn is considered their best friend. Universal life is what they're living, and the party just never seems to end. Crazy people living life on top until the clouds come rolling in to make them stop. They just wait for clearer skies, and those crazy things they do are compromised. And Venus is closer than the families, and Saturn is considered their best friend. Universal life is what they're living, and the party just never seems to end. Crazy people wander around all night, looking toward the heavens at little specks of light, dragging around their telescopes and binoculars, all the tools they need to gaze among the stars.
Crazy People by Greg Connor. Nice song. I like those little licks on the guitar. They're very Paul Simon-ish. Do-do-do-do-do. And pull-offs. Nice stuff. Well, what else happened at the State Fair? The Jansen Sisters were there, taking their turn at the Pioneer 90.1 booth at the Amper's location in the education building, and then they performed across the way, just across the road there, and did a fine job. I think they also performed somewhere else during the State Fair. I was down just before I interviewed Bruce Caswell. I was down at the Shell stage on the far west end. What a walk. And I got a chance to see Pushing Chain perform for about an hour and a half. Adam Moe and Bump Blomberg, and they had a full band. Never seen them with a full band. They usually just have a duo, but I imagine it was a big venue, so they loaded up and sounded really good and had a full house for their two sets, and mighty, mighty proud of Bump and Adam because we play them here on Minnesota Homebrew. Well, up next, she's a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. She did a CD, I think it was released about a year and a half ago, called The One to Love Is You. Actually, it says back in 2016, my how time flies. And it's chock full of melodious country and folk tunes that stick in your head. And this one is no exception. Here's Colleen Dillon with Singing in the Silence.
Singing in the silence, out late in the dark, pouring out a battered soul in this lonely park. Singing in the silence, not another sound. A voice escapes this lonely heart, released but not yet found.
Children or grandchildren, you know what it's like when they go through the terrible twos. My grandson Oswin, whom we call Oz or Ozzy, just turned three, so we know what that was like. Although, I don't think it's really stopped. He's just like a wild, wild Mustang. You can't catch that kid. He's just, you put him down and put him out the door or something, and he's gone, I tell you. And Tony Wintersdorf was a member of MAS, knows what this like. He recently released a CD called Eurodynamics, and it's geared toward children. And he wrote a song that we're going to play right now. It's called Terrible Twos. And while you're listening, go to mnsongwriters.org and find out about this wonderful organization of which I am a member. Here's Tony with Terrible Twos.
Terrible twos, terrible twos. You've gotten too big to fit in your shoes. Terrible twos, terrible twos. You've grown so fast, can't keep up with you. You've grown so fast, can't keep up with you.
I've seen you progress
terrible twos. You've gotten too big to fit in your shoes. Terrible twos, terrible twos. You've grown so fast, can't keep up with you. You've grown so fast, can't keep up with you. Learn fancy new words every new week. Chase after the cat and play hide and seek. People all love your flaming red hair as you scamper about from here to there. Oh, terrible twos, terrible twos. You've gotten too big to fit in your shoes. Terrible twos, terrible twos. You've grown so fast, can't keep up with you. You've grown so fast, can't keep up with you. Favorite toys are all kinds of balls, which you kick and bounce up and down the halls. You live for adventure on slides and on swings. You learn to enjoy a thousand new things. Oh, terrible twos, terrible twos. You've gotten too big to fit in your shoes. Terrible twos, terrible twos. You've grown so so fast, can't keep up with you.
Tony Wintersdorf, German-born. He's two of our, we have two German-born artists who, I believe, I'm trying to think who the other one is. Help me out here. Oh, no, it's two English-born, Nigel Egg and Katie Vernon. That's right. Well, should tell you a little bit about what's going on in the area here. Half Brothers Brewing in Grand Forks tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Sardine Brothers. How can you not go down and hear a group called the Sardine Brothers? Sounds fishy to me. Tomorrow night, September 6th from 9 to 11, Ellsworth Mackey II. And it's also the start of the Grand Forks Pub Crawl tomorrow night starting at 9 p.m. So, lots going downtown Grand Forks. It's a fun place. And that's all the music I see on their Facebook page. I should also mention that Friday, September 6th, that's tomorrow. No, Saturday the 7th at Bridget's Pub in Bemidji, Wayward, a group called Wayward is playing at 8 p.m. And the Jensen Sisters tomorrow are going to be at the Greenway Takeover Festival. So Grand Forks has a lot going on. They have the pub crawl, which is dovetails with the Greenway Takeover Festival, which starts at 4:15 p.m. in that green area just north of the Sorley Bridge downtown. When you walk out of the Blue Moose and you look toward the river, that's where it's going to be taking place. So the Jensen Sisters, our very own local gals, 4:15 p.m. tomorrow at the Greenway Takeover Festival. And I don't think there's any music in the park anymore until next spring here in Thief River Falls. But at 8 o'clock this evening, Little Bobby's at the VFW with his open mic every Thursday at 8 p.m. Yeah, so check it out. Well, up next on Homebrew, Pat Egan. And let's go to our magical information portal, see what we have on Pat Egan here. He's from Rochester, Minnesota, and he writes songs in multiple genres, including blues, folk, rock, and pop. He's been writing for over 30 years and has only recently started to play and record his songs. Cool. Pat sings and plays guitar and piano. It's one more instrument than I play. Here he is with a tune. This one's titled Not Looking Back. You're listening to MHB.
There's something about the day. The sun is shining and I'm on my way. You put the smile upon my face. Now I'm running to you.
your embrace. I've got one step outside the door, and I know I'm not looking back no more. No more, no more, no more, no more. I'm not looking back no more. No more, no more, no more, no more. I'm not looking back no more. Been lifted off of me, and I've never felt quite so free since the day that you said you love me. There's a bounce in my step, simple as one, two, three. Now that I found the one that I adore, I know I'm not looking back no more. No more, no more, no more, no more. I'm not looking back no more. Travel is easy to see. Throw your bags in back, come up front with me. One last look and a wave goodbye. There ain't no reason for you to cry. The keys in the ignition make the engine roar. And we're not looking back no more. No more, no more, no more, no more. We're not looking back no more. No more, no more, no more, no more. We're not looking back no more. Down the street, starting nice and slow. We'll fill the car at the stop and go. Then turn south and hit the gas and go someplace where it doesn't snow. Find a place with a real front door. And when I'm looking back no more. No more, no more, no more, no more. When I'm looking back no more. No more, no more, no more, no more. When I'm looking back no more. No more, no more, no more, no more. When I'm looking back no more.
Egan, not looking back here on Homebrew. I forgot to mention that this is the night that we're going to be playing our songwriting challenge submissions, and we only got two. And if you're listening, Greg, that means, well, you know what that means. I didn't finish my song. I got about, I think about 71% done with it. And I'll keep working on it. Maybe I can play it in a future show, but I really need to get disciplined. You know, these songwriting challenges are great, especially for people such as myself who have are in the doldrums when it comes to writing. And I kind of feel you've written just about everything you can think of to write. Not true. There's always something to write about. So I just need to get disciplined, turn off the TV, and sit down and take out that pencil and paper and guitar and do it. Now, we don't know what our theme for next month is. I'm trying to figure out. I think Bruce Caswell submitted first, so that would be his choice as to what theme he wants to use. Doesn't even have to be a keyword. It could be something like write a song that sounds like something Gary Lewis and the Playboys would have written. Most people would say, why would you want to do that? But actually, I'd rather listen to a Gary Lewis album than a Cream album, because I love melodic pop. Call me crazy. Well, up next, we advertise on our intro that we play everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz, but we really don't play Bob Dylan because he gets airplay. And as I was telling the guys down at the State Fair, Minnesota Homebrew is dedicated to those artists who, well, they're not really trying to necessarily make it big. That's not the object at all. They're just trying to be heard. And we give voice to those artists who aren't being played on KQRS. You see, we're not KQRS, we're KSRQ. Just kind of backwards there. Isn't that cool? KQRS, KSRQ. And so it is the same with this man who's just a master on the guitar, and I, you know, I've never gotten together with him, but I really want to because I'd like to learn some of those licks that he is so good at. His name is Bob Muscovitz. He's from Hackensack, Minnesota. During the 70s and 80s, he played in a very popular Twin City dance band called Monarch, and he's a regular here because we love his songs. You can find his CD titled Pot of Gold, which he recorded back in 2010 on Amazon, CD Baby, and iTunes. Here's a song that I actually picked up off of his Reverb Nation page, which is odd because I thought I had everything Bob had recorded, even though I think he's laying in the weeds there. And I found two songs that I didn't have in his folder. So this is one of them. It's titled Can You See Me?
In my hand, can you hear me? All the songs I'm singing, no, this isn't praying. I hope you understand. Writers write and singers sing about the world they see, taking on most anything that's part of you and me. Can you see me? I am right beside you, sharing what it is I feel with each song I sing. Can you hear me? This is what I pleasure, writing songs, performing them. This is what I bring. Writers write and singers sing about the world they see, taking on most everything that's part of you and me. Share what they do. Mine is here singing songs for you. I am just a common man writing songs to sing. Hopefully you understand the message that I bring. Can you see me? I'm on every corner with my instrument in hand. This is what I do. Can you hear me? Singing fact and fiction, this is my addiction, written just for you. Writers write and singers sing about the world they see, taking on most anything that's part of you and me. And no one ever asks you to agree. When you hear the music, can you see?
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Did you? Were you really listening? Writing fact and fiction, this is my addiction. That's a nice couplet, Bob Muscovitz. Well, this next gentleman is a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. He grew up in Bloomington, Minnesota, where he played guitar for dances and other social gatherings. And in college, he did the coffee house scene in several states. And after college, earned his living as a professional celloist for 22 years, returning to Minnesota, where he is now the professor of music at Winona State University. He's an active songwriter, member of the Nashville Songwriters Association International, NSAI, famous organization, and the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. He's played many prestigious venues, including the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville. Are you having fun, Greg and Rita? I hope you are. Here's Jersey Girl by Paul Vance.
Magical connection on a downtown train, changing the complexion of a journey marked by rain. Sharing songs and history on Second Avenue, It's certainly no mystery that I would fall for you. Jersey girl, you made my world brighter than the place it used to be. And anywhere I go now, there's at least a part of you with me. Nobody thought it would last forever. Neither one of us wanted a lie. We spend our days and nights together, and how that time did fly. Jersey girl. Annie Hall in Star Wars, Shakespeare in the Park. Began a couple bar wars with smart mouth remarks, eulogizing Groucho the day that he died. While lying on your couch, oh, I doubt that we cried. Jersey girl, you made my world brighter than the place it used to be. And anywhere I go now, there's at least a part of you with me. Nobody thought it would last forever. Neither one of us wanted to lie. We spent our days and nights together, and how that time did fly. Summer became fall, feeling like a bumpkin who just crashed the ball. You moved in with your sisters, I went back to the band. In the land of lakes and twisters, more or less as planned. Jersey girl, you made my world brighter than the place it used to be. Anywhere I go now, there's at least a part of you with me. Nobody thought it would last forever. Neither one of us wanted to lie. We spent our days and nights together, and how that time did fly.
Well, up next, Larry Cease, who is a singer multi-instrumentalist who writes rock, pop, folk, and alt country. You name it, he writes it. His music can best be described as a melodic, progressive hybridization of rock, folk, and jazz, soaring songs of love, longing, and wonder that shine harmonically. He's a four-time inductee into the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame as a member of the Del Counts and Canoise, and I'm not sure what other groups. He told me once, and I didn't write it down. But by day, he's a clinical psychologist, and otherwise, he's all music. Boy, he's done just everything. Back in the 60s, his group Canoise opened for the Dave Clark Five in Fargo. In 1968, they appeared on the TV show Happening 68. And he's even played concerts with groups such as Santana, Buddy Miles, Elton John, Yvonne Elliman, and Gypsy. Wow. Wow, I'm impressed. Here's Larry Cease. And before I go, I want to mention that my friend Greg Connor passed on a book to me down at the State Fair, and it's called Still a Minstrel, which is also a title of one of Larry's CDs, which are available on Amazon.com. I'm going to read that book, and then Greg said, you have to pass it on to somebody else after you're done with it. So I'll do that. But you can also find Still a Minstrel on Amazon, and I posted a link on our Minnesota Homebrew Facebook page, so check it out. Here's Larry Cease with Go to the Water.
Watching you winding your way down the shore, I could see you were a sister of the sea. Running and dancing with each wave that rolled in, you were moving so fluid and free. Soon we were dancing in the sun, never caring about no more. So let's go to the water, dance along the waves, see the sun submerge at the end of the day. We may lose the light, but the sound still remains of the laughing, dancing water till the end of our day. Oh, oh, go to the water, kids in the water. Sound of music to my ears. I hear our voices way back when. We played it like it never ends. Takes me back all those years. So let's go to the water, dance along the waves, see the sun submerge at the end of the day. We may lose sound still remains of the laughing, dancing water till the end of our day. Taken from the hours of the span we are given to live. It's not the years in our life that make it all worthwhile. It's the love in the years that we give. So let's go to the water, dance along the waves, see the sun submerge at the end of the day. We may lose the light, but the sound still remains of the laughing, dancing water till the end of our days. Oh, oh, go to the water when we're old and slow. Still have to go to the water that makes us feel young. We will bob, we will float, let our bodies be our boat. We will never outgrow the water's fun. So let's go to the water, dance along the waves, see the sun submerge at the end of the day. We may lose the light, but the sound still remains of the laughing, dancing water, laughing, dancing water, laughing, dancing water till the end of our days.
great song, Larry Cease. I didn't see any other MAS members singing down at the fair, but I know that some of them did, including this next lady, Amanda Grace, and checking out her schedule. She sends us her schedule every month. That's nice. You know, you can go to minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com and send us anything, pictures, CD release notices, your itinerary. And next Tuesday, September 10th at Ed's Bar in Winona, Amanda's doing a solo at 8 p.m. $5 at the door, but you should drop much more money into the tip jar. And tomorrow night, she's at the Pearl Street Brewery in La Crosse. I got these out of sync here. Pearl Street Brewery in La Crosse, and she's with her Happy Hour Stage Band, 6 to 9 p.m. And then Saturday night, the She Rocks Fest in Potosi, Wisconsin. Oh, my God, am I jealous. Oh, Potosi Cave Ale, fresh from the keg. Oh, 7 p.m., She Rocks Fest, and her band is playing there. Potosi's the town that claims to have the longest main street. It's right across the river and a little north of Dubuque, Iowa. Been there a couple times. Wonderful place. That's Saturday, and so catch Amanda Grace. Here she is with a tune titled Strong American.
Got yourself a brand new house and a man who wants to work out, but don't you just want him to want you? Strong American, strong.
Some deep thoughts there, Amanda Grace. Great. We got time for about 12 minutes here, so it's time to dig into our monthly songwriting submissions. The theme was First Date. And first up here is Greg Connor again, doing a song talking about myself. Yeah, that will usually get you a one and done when it comes to dating. this is going to be good. Here's Greg Connor with Talking About Myself.
Watching that old train wreck where all the hope is gone. Well, I bought you a chocolate milkshake with a cherry on the top, and I wore my brand new overalls and you your favorite dress, and I just keep on your eyes drift toward the clock, and all our hopes of finding love becoming less and less. Well, I've been talking about myself way too much, and you keep drifting my clutch. Too many stories are coming out of me. It seems like a second date was never never meant to be. second date was never meant to be.
One and done. Hey, are you eating sausages tonight, Greg? That hot dog you bought me at the state fair was just amazing. It was a foot long, and I suppose it was all beef, but you know how I feel. It's got to have some pork in there. It's got to have mostly pork in there. And, of course, we don't agree on the old mustard and ketchup thing. I'll overlook it. Sausages, mustard only. But I do agree that the sautéed onions on top were heavenly. Thank you again for that hot dog. Well, here's our second submission for the songwriting challenge of the month with the theme of first date. This one's by Bruce Caswell. It's titled Serial Online Dater.
His wife left him long ago. She found herself a brand new beau for reasons that were easy to portray. He didn't date, he didn't pet until he found the internet. Now he's dating every other day. He's unemployed, his credit shot, but you might guess he's worth a lot from his profile, which brags about his wealth. His hair is gray and thin on top, but his pictures have been photoshopped to make him look much younger than himself. He's a serial online dater, an online love crusader. His second dates are few and far between. He browses himself stupid on Tinder, Match, and Cupid, swiping left and right just like a fiend. Swiping left and right just like a fiend. He browses quiet as a mouse in the basement of his mother's house, looking for the new fish in the pond. He's not too picky, not no more. It's women that he's looking for, hair of silver, red, brown, or blonde. Serial online dater, an online love crusader. His second dates are few and far between. He browses himself stupid on Tinder, Match, and Cupid, swiping left and right just like a fiend. Swiping left and right just like a fiend. Gets the shock and double takes. Once he meets them face to face, he takes disgrace much better than most men. He's not troubled by the shame, 'cause that's the online dating game. He goes home and does it all again. He's a serial online dater, an online love crusader. His second dates are few and far between. Browses himself stupid on Tinder, Match, and Cupid, swiping left and right just like a fiend. Swiping left and right just like a fiend.
Well, we only have time for one more song. That last guy, he ought to get a tattoo with the big L on his forehead. Thank you, Bruce Caswell and Greg Connor, for your submissions. Ending the night with Minnesota Association member Kent Kester, who is from Northfield, Minnesota. He even played for the president once. Amazing. Thanks for joining us. Check out mnsongwriters.org, and God willing, we'll be back again next week. And never forget, whether you're talking music or beer, shoot for quality over quantity. We'll see you next week again on Minnesota Homebrew. Here's Clouding My Vision by Kent Kesner.
What path in life you choose to wander? Just remember, some might take you far away from the pillow that you lay your head on. Yeah, some might take take you far away from the pillow that you lay your head on. Been there, done that, let's move on. Now trying to leave a long-lasting impression. Cause when you really face the facts, there ain't really much that's left to move on. There ain't really much that's left to move on. Body on the soda is my problem. Body on the soda.